This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump is wasting little time going after on the offensive after his attorney general declared the U.S. president did not commit a crime, according to the two-year investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller into his 2016 campaign's alleged ties to Russia. We get more from VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
An emboldened President Trump is suggesting there could have been treasonous intent by some of those who were trying to link his election campaign to Moscow, and that now needs to be looked at.
It was a false narrative. It was a terrible thing. We can never let this happen to another president again.
The report compiled by special counsel Robert Mueller is still secret, but Democrats in Congress are vowing to ensure it is made public as soon as possible. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu cut short his visit to Washington in response to a rocket attack from the Gaza Strip. Netanyahu said neither Israel nor he will tolerate rocket attacks on the Jewish state.
Israel is responding forcefully to this wanton aggression. I have a simple message to Israel's enemies. We will do whatever we must do to defend our people and defend our state.
And before returning, Netanyahu looked on as President Trump signed an order recognizing Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Netanyahu said that Trump's signature turns a military victory more than a half century ago into a diplomatic victory. The declaration is a boost for Netanyahu facing a stronger than expected re-election challenge after police last month recommended the Israeli prime minister be indicted on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. This is VOA News. Villages in central Mozambique are still waiting to receive aid 10 days after Cyclone Idai hit. 128,000 people are now living in a makeshift camp or camps, and health officials said that the spread of disease like cholera is inevitable. Gracie Jerome reports.
At least 700 people have died in Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi. The bridge here was destroyed, cutting off any aid convoys from reaching the village so far. This woman says they have no clothes, no food, and even if they did, they have no pots and pans to cook it in because it was all washed away. Further east in Beira, the aid has arrived, but people are worried for the future. It's not enough just to survive, they say. They need everything rebuilt. The government estimates there are now around 128,000 people living in makeshift camps across the country.
That's Reuters' Gracie Jerome reporting. The U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warned that his Russian counterpart on Monday that the United States will not stand idly as Russia escalates political tensions in Venezuela. Venezuelan and Russian media reported that two Russian Air Force planes landed in the capital city of Caracas Monday, carrying a Russian defense official and nearly 100 troops. A longtime ally of Venezuela, Russia has backed incumbent leader Nicolas Maduro, while the United States, along with dozens of other countries, have shown support for Juan Guaido, who declared himself interim president after a controversial election last year. Last week, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence condemned the arrest of Guaido's chief of staff in an op-ed for the Miami Herald and called out Russia, as well as Cuba and China, for supporting and benefiting from the embattled leader Maduro. U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar has a way of attracting attention. For months ago, the Democrat became the first Somali-American and one of the first two Muslim women to serve in the U.S. Congress. Her election was heralded by many as a sign of more diverse generations of politicians coming to power on Capitol Hill. But just weeks into her first congressional term, she has ignited a controversy with tweets and statements that triggered two congressional resolutions condemning hate speech. The controversy jeopardized her high-profile assignment on the House Foreign Relations Committee while giving a House freshman an unusually high profile in a long-running and contentious U.S. foreign policy debate over Israel and its treatment of Palestinians. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.